think that his favorite Cars song would be from the first album, which did so well, put him on the map, whatever. It's not. His favorite Cars song is Shake It Up. That's the album. His favorite Cars song from that album, Since You're Gone, back in 1981. Why? Something about his producer, Roy Thomas Baker, fixated on a single moment in the song. Here's the late Rick Ocasek.
That's one of my favorite songs that the Cars ever did. Mostly because I got the finger pick on it. Distorted finger picking. I just kind of like the melody of it and everything. I like doing it. We did it in our own studio in Boston. And I remember Roy Baker, our producer, riding around in his car, turning his stereo up to 10 and listening to that first hit of the song after the introduction starts and the first hit comes in. A great bass drum punch. That's all he talked about.
Not your distorted finger picking? Well, I would talk about. Well, as with all the other concerts, ZZ Top show was canceled. They were about to start a 5-night residency at Venetian Resort in Las Vegas on Friday night. Postponed, like everything else. So they asked Billy Gibbons, how you passing the time? He said, going a little stir crazy while remaining in touch with friends, carrier pigeon, and smoke signals. By nature, I'm a social animal with an emphasis on animal. So this is a period of adjustment. We took to the road in advance of an appearance in Las Vegas recently, just with an amp and a guitar in tow. Only upon arrival did reality set in with the discovery of the absence of the connecting cable. Needless to say, we anxiously await the FedEx guy or gal with such a welcomed delivery. Any other projects to tackle? Organizing the sock drawer. Any words of advice for fans during this difficult time? You can't lose with the blues. Get out those Lightning Hopkins, Jimmy Reed, Howlin' Wolf, B.B. King, and Muddy Watersides and turn them up. If ever there was a time to take solace in the grooves, this is it. Yes, the blues will see us through.